It's new. It's amazing. It's Prell, P-R-E-L-L, Procter & Gamble's new Radiant Cream Shampoo in the handy tube. Prell brings you The Life of Riley. Prell, the shampoo that removes unsightly dandruff in as little as 3 minutes and leaves hair radiantly clean, radiantly lovely, presents The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley and a visit from your favorite, Red Skelton. A more doting father than Chester A. Riley would be hard to find, especially when it comes to his teenage daughter, Babs. No mother hen ever clucked so anxiously over a young chick. And whenever Riley starts clucking, as he's doing right now, it means only one thing. He's going to lay a big egg.
Peg. Peg.
Oh, hello, Riley. I didn't hear you come in.
Peg, call a doctor, quick.
Riley, what's happened? Is it Junior? He's been in an accident.
Peg, call a psychiatrist right away.
Oh, it's for you. Now lie down, dear. You'll snap out of it. And you'll just have to give up that riveting job.
It's not for me. It's for Babs. I was passing her room just
what's
now.
What's wrong with Babs?
Well, come here. You'll see for yourself.
Well, what's the matter? Is she...
Shh, listen. In Babs' room.
Oh, Tom, it's sweet of you to ask me to be your wife, but I can't think of marriage just yet. My career comes first. Of course, I'd be glad to wear your frat pin and go to the dance with you and drive around in your convertible, but let's not talk about marriage for a while.
You hear that?
Well?
There's no one in the room with her. She's talking to herself. And what's worse, she's calling herself Tom.
What of it?
She's forgotten she's a girl. This can get her into big trouble, Peg.
Oh, Riley, come away from there. Babs is perfectly all right.
That's that studying. Too much algebra. Drive anybody nuts. Always trying to find X. I know. I spent 6 years in high school looking for X, and I never found it.
Riley. I know exactly what's wrong with Babs.
You do? Well, I didn't want to ask you, but as long as you brought it up yourself. Tell me, has there ever been anybody in your family who, you know...
Chester who... Riley, are you asking me if there's ever been any insanity in my family?
Yeah, nothing personal.
Well, there was one person who everybody thought was crazy.
Now we're getting somewhere. Who?
Me, when I married you.
Now, just a minute, Peg. What do you mean,
oh,
you?
Oh, honest, Riley, how could you think for 1 minute that your own daughter is... Oh.
But she's got symptoms, talking to herself, calling herself Tom.
She's got symptoms, all right, but it's not what you think.
Well, what could it be?
Riley, do I have to take you aside and tell you the facts of life?
Peg, is there something I ought to know that you're holding back?
Your daughter has fallen in love.
Babs?
Yes, that's why she spends half her time daydreaming out loud about this Tom. He's coming here to see her tonight.
Babs, in love? Babs?
Well, why are you surprised? Is it so unusual for young people to fall in love?
No, you're right, Peg. Love was always a big thing in my life, right up until the time I got married.
My sweet embraceable... Oh, hello, Mother. Daddy, I didn't even know you were home. Embrace me.
Oh, she's in a daze. She's really got it bad.
Yeah, her heart's so full of love, she's just got to pour it out in singing. Just listen to her.
Well, I'm glad to see you're acting intelligent about this. I was afraid you'd make a fuss.
Who, me? What's there to make a fuss about? Because she's in love? Well, that's natural. Reminds me of the time when I was young. Remember, in the park? How we'd sit on the bench where it was dark, and you'd sing, and then I'd...
Babs, cut out that singing!
Oh, Mother, it's almost 8. Tom will be here soon. Did you talk to Daddy?
Well, not yet, Babs.
Oh, but you promised. You know how Daddy is when a boy spends an evening here.
Now, don't worry, dear. I'll get him to go to a movie.
Hey.
Oh, do it now, Mother, before Tom gets
all
here.
All right.
Peg, you got a good book to loan me? I feel like staying in tonight and reading a book. I need some sleep.
Dear, wouldn't you rather go to a movie?
Yeah, okay, Dumplin'.
Well, here's 50 cents. Have a good time.
Well, ain't you going?
No, I think I'll stay in tonight.
Oh. Well, I don't like to go alone. I'll stay in and keep company with you.
Oh, thank you, but I can do without you this evening.
Well, hey, Babs, what are you all dressed up for? And who took the slipcovers off the couch?
Riley.
And look, cigarettes in a cigarette box. We expecting a visitor? Oh. Tonight's the night your new crush is coming. Well, now I gotta stay here and meet him.
Oh, no, you mustn't.
I mustn't?
Oh, well, I mean...
Oh, I get it. So that's why you're trying to push me out of the house. You're ashamed of me.
Oh, I am not.
You are so. You're afraid those fancy college friends of yours will think I ain't got culture. Well, it's time you learned you can't hide the truth.
Now, don't be silly, Riley.
Come on, Daddy, be nice. Go on.
I had enough of this. Now, you listen to me. I'm the head of this house, and I do as I please. No one can bribe me with 50 cents and try to push me out of the house to go to a movie. Not if I don't want to. I ain't budging from this spot.
Chester Riley.
Well, all right, but at least give me 10 cents for popcorn.
There, Riley.
Oh, it's you, Gillis.
Why the glum gloom?
I just had a little argument with Peg. Babs' boyfriend is visiting, so Peg tried to push me out of the house. You know what she said?
How should I know? I ain't the kind of a guy goes around snooping, eavesdropping on his next-door neighbor.
Oh, boy, I told her off plenty.
You were right. At least you should have given you 10 cents for popcorn.
Gillis, you heard.
Well, my radio went on the blink, and I couldn't get it paced to be ignorant, so instead I listened to you.
Women, always trying to push you around.
Yeah, you gotta stand up to them.
Yeah, fight back. Don't let them get away with it. Gillis, you want to go to the movies with me?
Riley, you ain't going to the movies and leave Babs in there with that college boy sitting on that couch.
Well, I don't care. If she's ashamed of me and don't want me around, I got my pride, you know.
You think that's the reason she don't want you around? It's plain to see you ain't kept up with the modern American youth.
What other reason could there be?
Riley, do I have to take you aside and tell you the facts of life?
No, Peg promised to tell me.
Riley, think back 20 years to the time when we was boys in Brooklyn and we called on girls. You thinking?
Yeah.
Well then...
Don't rush me, I'm still thinking.
Well, now you know.
Gillis, you don't think... No, Babs is pretty sensible after
all. If I was Babs' father, I'd play it safe. The minute this guy steps in the house, throw him out on his ear.
Well, I can't do that. He may be a nice kid.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it wouldn't be polite.
No.
Yeah, hide in a closet somewhere and keep your eyes and ears open.
Gillis, you want me to be a spy?
Why not? According to the newspapers, everybody's doing it.
Well... Okay, after all, I'm only doing it for Babs' sake. It's my duty as a father.
And you're a wonderful father, Riley. Believe me, if I ever have a daughter, I'd only wish you could be her father. Hey, Riley, when is he getting here? We've been in this closet a half hour already.
Well, he ought to be here any minute.
It's getting stuffy. There ain't much oxygen in here.
Oh. Now, we'll have to save it. I'll breathe in and you breathe out.
What do you mean, Dom?
Shh! I hear something. It's them.
What are they saying?
I can't hear. Move over, Gillis. I want to peek through the keyhole.
Yeah, wait a minute. This overcoat's falling down.
Where?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Now we'll see.
Well, what do you see?
Nothing yet.
Oh, let me peek, Riley. I know from experience my eyeballs fit all your keyholes.
No, it's my keyhole. I can see now.
Yeah, what?
Babs just sat down on the couch.
Uh-huh. And he sat down beside him.
No, he's sitting away on the other side of the room.
A smart operator. He's just maneuvering.
He's getting up. He's walking.
Uh-huh. Now he's on the couch.
No, he took a cigarette from the coffee table. He's moving again.
Uh-huh. Now he's on the couch.
No, he went over to the window. Now he's turning around. He's coming back. He's near the chair. He's past the chair. He's past the coffee table. He's up to the lamp.
Uh-huh. Now he's on the couch.
Yeah.
I told you so.
Babs moved to the other side of the room.
He's chasing her.
No, she just got up to get some candy. She's coming back.
She's sitting down on the couch?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But now he's getting up.
What a dope. For this, he went to college?
He went to the bookcase. He took out a book.
Uh-huh.
Now he's going back to the couch. Now he's... The lights went out. I'm going in there.
Oh, Riley, wait. Don't... Put on the lights.
Daddy, what are you doing in the closet?
Mr. Riley.
You, Mr. Riley, me, you couch slouch. Put on the lights this minute.
Riley, what on earth? He was hiding in the closet, Mother.
That's lucky I was. They just put out the lights.
Riley, the lights are on.
Don't tell me. It's pitch black.
There's an overcoat over your head.
Well, I think I'll go to the movies.
Good night, Babs. I'd better be going.
Oh, must you, Tom?
I'll see you sometime.
Wait, Tom, don't.
I really must. Good night.
Well, Tom, what?
Oh, Babsy, darling, don't cry.
Yeah, Babsy, don't cry. It's no harm done.
Get away from her.
How could you? Humiliating me like that. He was going to ask me to go to the dance, and now he'll never take me.
But, Babsy...
Don't talk to me. I never want to speak to you ever, ever, ever.
Chester Riley, spying on your own daughter. You ought to be... I'll settle with you later.
But, Peg...
Don't talk to me. Babs, Babsy, darling.
Gillis. Gillis, where are you?
I'm still in the closet.
Gillis, old pal.
Don't talk to me. I don't want to have nothing to do with a sneaky spy.
What a revolting development this is.
We'll hear the second act of The Life of Riley in a moment. Everybody singing, everybody swinging to...
P-R-E-L-L, Prel Shampoo.
Yes, everyone swinging to Prel, Procter & Gamble's Radiant Cream Shampoo in the handy tube. And for two reasons.
First, there's radiance to spare with Prel-washed hair, because Prel leaves hair more radiant than any soap shampoo. It can't leave a dulling soap film. Yes, Prel leaves hair radiantly smooth, radiantly soft, radiantly lovely.
Second, Prel goes after unsightly dandruff quickly, removes it in as little as 3 minutes. Doctors' examinations proved it.
And Prel goes farther than any other known shampoo, cream or liquid, because it's concentrated for economy. One trial will prove it.
So for hair radiantly clean, radiantly lovely, try the shampoo in the handy tube. Ask for Prel.
P-R-E-L-L, Prel Shampoo, leaves hair radiant, gleaming bright. Not a bit of dandruff is in sight. Comes in a tube, handy too. P-R-E-L-L, Prel Shampoo.
Buy Prel Shampoo. And now back to The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley.
Riley, are you listening to me?
Please, Peg, I'm eating breakfast, and it ain't polite for you to talk while my mouth is full.
You've had enough to eat. Now, listen.
Give me a couple more eggs.
No, we're going to have this out once and for all. You realize what you've done.
Give me another stack of wheat cakes.
You just about broke Babs's heart, and all you can do is sit there and stuff yourself with wheat cakes. What possessed you to hide in that closet? How could you make such an idiot of yourself?
Gillis helped me. Can I have some more coffee?
Oh, I just don't understand you.
Well, a father's got to look after his daughter.
Not through keyholes. My father didn't spy on me when you called on me.
Well, I bet he regrets it to this very day. Give me some more wheat cakes.
Oh, the poor child was up half the night crying. But a lot you care.
That ain't true. Believe me, I'm heartbroken about this. Right now, just thinking about it, I got a big lump in my throat.
That's the wheat cakes.
It ain't not. It's sediment.
Oh.
It'll be okay, Peg. I'll fix things up.
It's too late. The damage has been done. You frightened her boyfriend off. He'll never take her to the prom now.
Well, she can change boyfriends.
And when the word gets round, she'll be the laughingstock of the whole neighborhood.
So she'll change neighborhoods.
It might be simpler if she just changed fathers.
Well, that's a good idea. She can... work. That's not a nice thing to say. A guy can't sit down to breakfast without being insulted.
Just a minute. Where are you going?
I'm going out to eat breakfast.
Thank you.
Change fathers, she said. After all I'd done for him, now they want to change fathers. Well, that's what they think. I'd like to meet the guy who tried to take me away from them.
How do you do, Riley?
Well, Digger, it's you.
It is I indeed. Digby Odell, the friendly undertaker. Greetings, Riley. You're looking fine. Very natural.
Well, what are you doing around here, Digger?
Oh, I'm on my way to the weekly meeting of the UEPGC.
UEPGC?
The Undertakers, Embalmers, and Pallbearers Glee Club. I'm going to sing that popular song from the hit parade.
What's that?
Put him in a box, tie it with a ribbon, and drop it.
Digger, I'm in trouble.
Oh, not again, Riley. No sooner do I pull you out of one hole than bingo, you're in another. One of these days you'll find yourself in a hole, and I'll let you stay put.
Well, I can't help it, Digger. The trouble with me is I always let people down.
That's my trouble, too. But I always cover up my mistakes.
Well, I really pulled a boner this time. Babs was entertaining her boyfriend, and I spied on him from the closet.
Oh, spying's a bad business. Yeah. I remember I once suspected that one of my assistants was loafing on the job. So I hid in a box and spied on him.
Did you nail him?
No, he nailed me. Oh, I was mortified.
Well, I was caught, too. Poor Bab, she's heartbroken. Now she's got no one to take her to the dance tonight.
Riley, your problem is solved. I have just the boy for you.
Yeah? Who?
My wife's nephew. He's coming in from out of town today.
Yeah, is he a nice boy?
Well, I've never met the dear lad personally. But my wife comes from a fine family. Upstate farmers. The closer people are to the soil, the better I like them.
Well, gee, he sounds okay. Will you send him over tonight for dinner?
Indeed, I will.
Oh, Digger, you're a real pal. I can always count on you.
That makes us even. I'm counting on you. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Oh, wait a minute, Digger. You didn't tell me your nephew's name.
Oh, yes. It's Clem. Clem Cadiddle Harper. Well, cheerio. I'd better be shoveling off.
Babs, open the door.
Go away.
But it's me, Daddy.
Leave me alone.
But Babs, I got good news. I fixed
everything. I don't want to speak to you.
But Babs, you...
Oh, Riley, haven't you done enough?
But I got good news. Here I go and fix it so Babs can go to the dance and you...
Oh, Daddy, you spoke to Tom? He's taking me to the dance?
Not Tom. I got somebody better than Tom. Clem.
Well, who's Clem?
Well, he's a wonderful boy. You'll be crazy about him.
Riley, you have no right to pick up strangers.
Well, he ain't a stranger. He's Digger Odell's nephew.
Oh.
Yeah, and Digger says he's a lovely boy.
Well, if Mr. Odell says he's nice, I guess it's all right.
Well, sure. And you know Digger. He don't make snap judgments. He always goes below the surface. Now, Clem will be here for dinner, and after you can go to the dance.
But how do I know I'll like him?
Don't worry. You'll like him. I guarantee it. The minute you see him, you'll swoon.
Oh, but Daddy...
That's Clem.
Oh, I'm not even dressed.
Oh, neither am I.
Well, hurry up and fix yourself up. I'll entertain him.
Oh, Mother, where's my blue dress?
Oh, I hung it in your closet.
Now, make it snappy.
Well, here I am.
Whoops! No. No. No, I couldn't have seen it. I don't drink. Well, I'll open the door. Maybe it ain't there anymore.
It's still here. Hey, where's my girl? I hope she looks better than you do, brother. Yes, sir, you're looking at a man that's in the mood for romance. Boy, I ain't been kissed since we sold our nearsighted cow.
Are you Clem Kadiddlehopper?
Don't let my pointed head fool you. I ain't Woody the Woodpecker. Well, maybe I am. Oh, no, I couldn't be. Not with my ostrich-like neck.
Tell me, son, where did Digger O'Dell dig you up?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know? I'm sorry I'm late, but I just went down to the draft board. Yeah. The 24s go now, you know. Yeah. The first doctor examined me, he said I was a moron. Well, I resented that. So I took it to a higher-up. I demanded an IQ from 3 impartial psychiatrists.
How did they finally classify you?
Care to shake hands with an imbecile?
Look, Clem, you better go. There's been a mistake.
Mistake?
Yeah.
Well, I got more information that you weren't expecting to see me.
Well, not till Groundhog Day, no. You shouldn't have come here like this. You should have phoned me, Clem.
Well, I tried to phone you, but I can't get the hang of these city phones. You used up all my nickels trying to get the operator. Every time I put my nickel in and pulled the receiver down, all I got was lemons and cherries.
Compared to this guy, I'm Einstein.
Where's my girl? Drag her in. I can't stand here puckered up all night, you know. This alum don't come cheap, you know.
But, Clem, I told you there's a mistake.
Well, let's get going, stupid.
Who are you calling stupid?
Don't flatter yourself. I was just talking to myself.
Clem, look, you gotta go, please.
I ain't budging, not till I see my girl. Oh, beat me with a licorice whip. I'm the candy kid.
Clem, look. Clem, wait in here, huh?
In here, huh? Well, what is this, Bug?
That's the parlor.
Kind of small for a parlor, isn't it? What are all these coat hangers doing? Hey, let me out of here.
Clem, please. Clem, keep quiet.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm late for that. Well, Riley, where's the boy?
He ain't here. He didn't come yet.
Well, who was that at the door?
Oh, that was the Fuller Brush Man. That's those California moths. Peg, I gotta call Digger. Peg, don't open up that closet. The moths may attack you. I'll be right back.
There's something funny. I better take a look in that closet. Whoops! I couldn't have seen it. I don't drink.
Well, it's about time, girlie. Hey, who put out the light?
There's an overcoat over your head.
Well, here I am.
You're Clem Kadiddlehopper?
Yeah, don't let the hat fool you. I ain't had a Kadiddlehopper. That's too fast for her. She didn't get it. She didn't. Didn't care much for it myself. Are you my girl? You ain't no chicken, you know.
Well, really, I...
Well, let's get going now. Let's get going before you get any older. Come on, pucker up.
Oh, well, I never.
No, I never did either, but I'm going to tonight. Come here, my little flower.
Now, wait, Mr. Kadiddlehopper.
I'm trailing you, little honeysuckle.
Oh, now.
I'm a heels beels, I am.
Wait, Mr. Kahoppadoodle, don't, I'll call my husband.
You can call him, but he'll have to bring his own girl.
Peg, where are you? Kadiddlehopper, get off my wife's lap.
Well, what do you know? He's insanely jealous.
Chester Riley.
Now, wait, Peg, I didn't...
You expect Babs to go out with this... This...
Shake hands with an imbecile.
Mother!
Oh, Riley, if Babs sees him, she'll have a fit.
I can't wait to get to the dance hall. I gotta get these things off. Shoes, they call them.
What? I'm warning you, Riley. Don't let Bab see him. She'll never speak to you again.
Well, what can I do? He won't go in that closet again.
Oh, yes, he will. Come here, Clem.
I knew she'd finally succumb.
Will you wait in here, Clem? Sure. In the library?
Looks just like the parlor to me. Hey, help me out here.
Mother! Oh, here you are. Mother, Tom just phoned. He's taking me to the dance after all. He's calling for me any minute. Where's my coat? Oh, it's in the closet.
Babs,
don't! Oops! Daddy, what on earth?
I know, Babs, you don't drink, but you saw it all right.
Oh, that's Tom now.
Babs, here I am.
What?
You're my date tonight, you know. Hello?
Goodbye!
Short evening, wasn't it? I look like I'm stuck with you, Mom. Get your bubble gum. Let's blow.
Peg. Peg, wait. Where are you going?
If you think for 1 minute that I'm going to stay in the house with this...
I'm still an imbecile. I'm in a rut.
I'm going to a movie.
But Dumplin'...
You can entertain Mr. Cadigglehopper.
Are you my date, brother?
Yup, here I am.
What a revolting development this is.
We'll be back in a moment. There's nothing, but nothing like Prel, Procter & Gamble's Radiant Cream Shampoo in the handy tube. This is Philip Chesson of Patterson, New Jersey, says...
As the mother of 5 children, I have plenty of heads to keep shining bright. Since discovering Prel, I'm satisfied with nothing else. For cleanliness, for radiance, it's Prel for me.
And you'll say, Prel for me, too, once you see how radiant Prel leaves hair, how quickly it removes unsightly dandruff, and how you'll love that handy Prel tube, 'cause there's no waste, no spill. Ask for the only Radiant Cream Shampoo. Ask for Prel tomorrow.
P-R-E-L-L, Prel Shampoo, leaves hair radiant, gleaming bright. Not a bit of dandruff is in sight. Comes in a tube, handy too. P-R-E-L-L, Prel Shampoo.
This is Chester A. Riley. Good night, folks.
And now thanks to Red Skelton for joining us tonight. We loved it. Procter & Gamble invite you to join us again next week to hear The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. William Bendix is currently starring in The Babe Ruth Story and Allied Artist Picture. The Life of Riley is produced by Irving Brecker. And remember, for radiantly clean, lovely hair, get the shampoo in the tube. P-R-E-L-L, Prel Shampoo. Wonderful ivory snow. Have you proved to yourself how truly wonderful it is? Do you know that lovely nylons can stay lovely longer with ivory snow? Its ivory mildness safeguards stocking glamour, and ivory snow care reduces stocking runs. Along with safety, ivory snow is so speedy, too, gives instant suds even in cool water. Ivory snow is the only soap, both ivory mild and granulated for efficiency. There's no other soap like it. Ivory Snow Care is wonderful for all nice washables. Your hands will tell you why. Wash dishes with Ivory Snow as millions prefer to do. See how it pampers your hands. Then you'll know that lovely washables can stay lovely longer with wonderful Ivory Snow. To listen again next week to The Life of Riley. And remember that Red Skelton, our very welcome guest tonight, is heard every week 1/2 hour before The Life of Riley. You won't want to miss him. Good night.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.